Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with UCCN Local News. It's New Year's Eve, and area law enforcement is out in force looking for folks who have partied a little too much. The Holiday Booze and Lose It campaign is underway, and it's going on through January 5th. Highway Patrol and local law enforcement are conducting sobriety checkpoints on both major and secondary roads, as well as in towns. They're trying to cut down on impaired driving and all the dangers that come along with it. Folks, we've said it before, we're going to say it again, we'll say it too many times. If you're going to drink, don't drive. There's plenty of folks around who'll give you a ride. Conway police are looking for a 16-year-old girl who disappeared yesterday morning. Kenshe Denise Green is an African-American female. She disappeared around 12:40 a.m. from Duckett Street in Conway. Kenshe is 5'2", weighs 102 pounds, has pink and blue braids in her hair. She was wearing a blue or black jacket, jogging pants, and a multicolored bonnet. Contact CPD at 843-248-1790 if you've seen her. Someone shot a home on Reynolds Road near Tabor City on the night after Christmas. No one was injured, but the home was occupied at the time. Damage was estimated at $500. The shooting is under investigation. We love good news, and we love good dog stories, folks, and we've got one for you. The puppy turned over to Whiteville Police Sergeant Brianna Blanks was adopted to a good home within minutes of the officer's Facebook post Saturday. The mixed breed was reportedly thrown, literally thrown, from the window of a moving truck. We have much more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. The Lake Waccamaw State Park is going to hold its annual first day hike Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Meet at the Visitor Center and you can enjoy a 1.5-mile guided walk where you can learn more about Bay Lakes and Lake Waccamaw's unique habitat. The Museum of Science is going to host a walk Saturday along the Lumber River in Fair Bluff. Meet at the boat ramp at 10 a.m. The boardwalk is wheelchair accessible. You can find out more about the Lumber River, flood control efforts, and the diverse species and wildlife along the river. Park at the Visitor Center. Now, if you think the Riverwalk might be a little bit much for your young hikers, bring them to the mini hike. That's going to be along the tree trail at the Museum of Science in Wyville. A facility educator will lead the 2:30 p.m. hike where you can find out more about the museum as well as looking for wildlife, meet some painted life-size animals, play some games, and get outside for a while. And Wednesday's going to be a pretty day for it, folks. Now, we might not have such pretty weather coming up in the next week or so. We could see the coldest weather in a couple years starting next week. There's even the possibility, the slightest possibility, of some snow in Columbus County. Don't go buying up all the milk, bread, and eggs, but this would likely be a good week to winterize your vehicles, check your pipes, and make sure you've got a light for that water pump. Check out meteorologist Christopher Crawley's daily weather updates on the CCN website for more. The Leesville Christmas Light Show is going on through January 5th. That's old Christmas. Since 2009, Corey Lee's family has decorated their homes in the 7020 New Britain Highway with what may be the largest Christmas display in the county. The 50,000 light show is free. The lights are bright from 5 until 11 p.m. daily. Please park on the shoulder of the road or in the driveway. Transformation Church and Milk Before Meat Ministries will praise in the new year tonight from 10:30 until midnight at Lebanon Church Fellowship Hall at 9237 Tigsby White Highway South. Everyone is welcome. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.